education. In a significant step towards empowering the youth and reducing crime in Kerio Valley, 179 graduates from technical and vocational education and training, TVET, institutions and polytechnics have been provided with assorted tools of trade. The event, held at Chesing Goch, Marakwet East Sub-County, was presided over by the County Executive Committee, CEC, for Education Edwin Kibor and World Vision Coordinator, Moses Kaptugan. Speaking at the event, Moses Kaptugan expressed his joy and gratitude for the distribution of the tools to the graduates. "Today we are thrilled to be in Chesing Goch to distribute tools of trade to 179 graduates who completed various courses at TVET institutions here in Elgeyo Marakwet," he said. Kaptugan highlighted the collaboration between World Vision and the Elgeyo Marakwet County Government, emphasizing its aim to provide these young people with alternative means of income, thereby steering them away from criminal activities, especially cattle rustling. "Some of these students were previously involved in cattle rustling, but they have since reformed and acquired skills to support themselves," he noted. He also extended his gratitude to the Swedish government for funding the Amara project, which aims to build resilience through the sustainable management of natural resources in the community. The project, which started in 2018, is set to be completed by 2025. "We thank the Swedish government for funding the Amara project through World Vision Kenya," Kaptugan added. The graduates, trained in various fields including motor vehicle mechanics, hairdressing, plumbing, welding, carpentry, and tailoring, received tools of trade tailored to their specific skills. Kaptugan noted that the tools would not only provide an alternative income but also uplift the community as a whole. Kibor thanked World Vision for their support through the program, stating, "All 179 graduates have obtained direct employment opportunities through the tools of trade they have received today." He acknowledged the positive impact on the graduates, many of whom were reformed bandits, now engaged in lawful and productive activities. The member of the County Assembly, MCA, for Indu Ward Jeremiah Biwot expressed his gratitude for the opportunities given to the youth. "I am grateful that these young people were allowed to attend school. It has helped them disengage from toxic and criminal activities in the county," he said. One of the beneficiaries, Matthew Chebe from Kaptumbur location, who studied masonry at Iten Polytechnic, shared his transformation. "Before going to school, I was supporting myself by selling bang. After attending the TVET, I acquired skills that I will use to support myself and my family," he said. Chebe urged other youths involved in crime to leave it behind and join TVET institutions. "Crime does not help. It can lead to loss of lives," he added. "This initiative marks a significant milestone in the efforts to equip the youth of Kerio Valley with the necessary tools to build a better future, fostering a safer and more prosperous community."